USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the Vice President at the White House meeting with people who've recovered from COVID-19 infections. The president says this gives Americans hope who were diagnosed with coronavirus. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says economic impact checks should be starting to arrive in many people's bank accounts this week. In fact, some people have already saw those checks. Now, what should you do, though, with that money? Chris Hogan says if you're behind on your bills, you need to do one thing.
No one can read your mind, and so I want you to make a script, and I want you to make a list of all your creditors and the account number. I want you to reach out, call them, be proactive, let them know your situation, let them know what you can afford to pay or what you can't pay. But what I don't want you to do is don't make a promise to pay that you know you can't keep just to get off the phone.
Hogan, a financial analyst, speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the College Board. The unprecedented spread of the coronavirus has closed schools across the country, some for the rest of the year. So what about the millions of high school students who have been working hard to earn college credits by taking advanced placement classes? The College Board has unveiled virtual supports for students, including free, live, and on-demand AP review lessons on YouTube and the first-ever online AP exams. Students can take the AP exam at home, on a device of their choice, in a safe, comfortable environment. Trevor Packer is the Senior Vice President for Advanced Placement and Instruction at the College Board.
We've surveyed AP students nationwide, and the vast majority want to take the exam. That's why we've set up a process that's simple, secure, and accessible. We want to make sure that every student has the chance to earn the college credit they've been working so hard for.
The 45-minute online exams will be given from May 11th through May 22nd. Makeup test dates will also be available. To learn more, visit cb.org.
Attorney General Bill Barr says the government may not impose restrictions on religious gatherings across the country. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Mr. Barr issued the general guidance that included social distancing suggestions from health officials, but declared the Constitution does not allow our religious liberties to be trampled on now that would not be tolerated under normal circumstances. I spoke to Matt Staver of the Liberty Council if Mr. Barr's guidance brought any clarity to the issue.
You know, it brought only general information. What we really need to see is the Department of Justice taking real action in specific cases, and I hope that they get involved specifically. Giving general guidance is nice, but we really need to see some action. I'm glad that this is hopefully the first of many times we're going to hear from the Department of Justice.
I'm John Clemens.
At the closing bell, the Dow gained 560 points to finish at 23,951. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Yeah, I really enjoy the product completely. It's really been very, very good for my hair and my skin. A little bit more energy and just most of the time being able to fight off, you know, the sicknesses too. You know, I have not been sick since I have started it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
President Trump unleashes on the mainstream media and shows a video of Democratic lawmakers praising his coronavirus response to the pandemic, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
But they issued a statement saying that Joe Biden agrees that President Trump was right to close it down to China. Now, he did that.
President Trump telling reporters at the daily White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing that even Joe Biden reversed course and said he did the right thing by stopping flights to China because of the coronavirus. At the briefing, the president fighting mainstream media criticism of his administration's response, and he plays a video clip with bipartisan praise of the Herculean an effort to stop the spread of the virus. In this clip, California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom.
He returns calls. He reaches out. He's been proactive. We got that mercy ship that was directly because he sent it down here. 2,000 medical units came to the state of California, these FMS, these field medical stations, and that's been very, very helpful.
NASCAR driver Kyle Larson has been fired by Chip Ganassi Racing Tuesday for his use of a racial slur during a live stream during a virtual race on Sunday. Larson was suspended by NASCAR on Monday for the incident, and all of his major sponsors, including McDonald's, Credit One Bank, and Chevrolet, ended their partnership with Larson. Larson did apologize on Monday for the comments, saying they were unacceptable. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.